Good morning. This is the Happiness Show with Anupama. I believe happiness can be learned. Have you ever been in a situation where you want to keep your cool, you want to keep your mood good, and then something, some small thing or a big thing happens and you snap? You just fly into a rage and you are unable to control your anger. We all know that anger is bad for us before it is bad for anybody else. But still, there are situations when we just fly off the handle. Some of us lose our tempers very often, but then there are others who don't lose it so often, but it is almost like they are keeping a lid on their temper, and suddenly if something happens which they can't tolerate anymore, the lid goes off just like a pressure cooker and then they burst. Anger happens in all kinds of relationships, I feel, whether it is friends, whether it is your spouse, whether it is parent or a child. Mostly anger happens when our expectations are not met. Expectations in a conversation, expectations of an answer to a certain question, and because we can't take no or rejection for an answer. So enough has been said about what anger does to you physiologically, biologically and neurologically. In one word, it really, really damages yourself. It spoils your health, it spoils your mood, it spoils your emotions and your mental health. Anger is one of the major reasons why we are stressful most of the time. When I speak of myself, I realize that I don't want to lose my temper. I don't like losing my temper. So I avoid reacting to a lot of situations. But then, you know, some things happen which are like the last straw on the camel's back and I just lose it. And then later I regret it as well that, you know, I shouldn't have lost my temper in such a way. So what can you do to avoid losing your temper to an extent that you lose control over yourself, what you say and what you do? So first thing you can do is take a break. Whether it's with your boss that you are beginning to feel that you are losing your temper, or with your child or with your spouse, it's better to remove yourself from that situation, at least mentally. Distract yourself, or if possible, physically remove yourself from that situation. Even a 2-minute or a minute break from the physical setting of that situation will help you. Second thing is to mentally keep telling yourself that when the anger builds up, I am going to tell myself something positive. Like, what am I learning from this situation? Next time, how can I do better in such a situation? When you are not in the situation, just go through it and see how differently you can handle it. What you could have done instead. And next time when you see your temper rising, remind yourself that I'm not going to damage myself. It is under my control. The minute you say the word that situation is under my control, I will control my reaction, you immediately start moving towards feeling positive and not angry. Sometimes anger is good. It provokes you to do something. And the magic lies in doing something which is positive or which is constructive. So you may or have got angry in a situation, let's say in your office. And at that point, you would have felt rage. But later, if you try to process the situation into something constructive, you realize that you could perhaps better your work, or you could perhaps better guide your team and get a more constructive outcome of the whole situation. I personally believe that anger can also be very motivating. Sometimes when people humiliate you or insult you because of some shortcoming they see in you, and instead of reacting, you just process that anger into motivation and keep telling yourself that, okay, that humiliation is my motivation. I'm carrying that humiliation not as an anger, but as an inspiration to do something great, to achieve something great. Because most people who have become big, whether it's Oprah Winfrey, whether it's Will Smith, whether it's Amitabh Bachchan, whether it's Sachin Tendulkar and many others, they at some point of time faced humiliation and that became their motivation. They faced reaction and that became their motivation. So next time when you are angry, remember that this could So next time when you are angry, remember this could be the beginning of something big, something positive, something great. So all anger is not bad. It's just an emotion, a human emotion which you are bound to feel, but then what you do with it is important. Let me know in the feedback what you think about my podcast. My email ID is makehappyfoundations@gmail.com. I'm happiness coach Anupama and this is all for today. Bye-bye. Have a great day.